In Proverbs, if you open to the book of Proverbs, chapter 17, verse 17, there is a text here that says, a brother loves at all times. No, a friend loves at all times. And a brother is born for adversity. I'd like to ask you, because sometimes when you read this text, just like that, when you read it, you think, wow, that's good. You know, yes, friends should love all the time. And that's great. I mean, a love, I wonder what friends do for us, because sometimes friends only do something for you if you do something in return, right? A lot of friends are like that. You may think, oh, well, a brother, that friend loves me, yes, and I have to love him back, right? But it says here, but a brother is born for what? Adversity. What does that mean? Is born when you're in trouble. So what do you want to have? A brother that only does things for you because you do things back to them? I mean, a friend like that? There are some brothers and sisters that actually do that. If you do something for me, I'll do something for you. And I'll be there for you if you are there for me. Isn't that how a lot of relationships go nowadays? And even they take it into marriage. Your money is your money. My money is my money. Right? No. Your money is my money too. I don't know. Some marriages are like that. So much for that. When really, I'm talking about if we take it to marriage, it should be a loving relationship. Didn't we vow to be there for them in sickness and in health? For what? Poorer or for richer? But we lack the rich part. We lack the health part, but we don't lack the poorness or when you are frail, right? In fact, I know a lot of people, the moment that the partner or the wife or whatever, they get sick, guess what? Usually, unfortunately, guys, I'm talking to the men here, men just leave. You know? And I've seen it. And I've heard about it. I read about it. I've seen programs about it. But the text says, a brother, you know, a friend loves all the time. And that's good. We want that. But it depends how deep your relationship is, right? Because then you want a brother to be there for you when things are going bad, right? Do you realize that this is exactly what Jesus did? He's our best brother. He is a real brother. And today when we come here, we're looking at what he did for us. There is both a sad part and also a happy part. Right? The sad part is that he died. And that is sad. But also he rose after this. And he says, when I come back again, what is he going to do with us? He's going to have a great celebration with us. So in a way, this is a happy occasion. It is not just, we're not just looking back, but we're also, because of what he did on the cross, we're looking forward. But we do want him. We do remember him. We should, you know, today all those things, I love them. Everything, all the glory belongs to God. Because he is the best brother that humanity has ever had. The best brother that you will ever have. My sister always says I'm her best, you know, I'm the best brother that anyone could have. I mean, so that you know that that's what my sister says, because she's my sister. And we've always been like this with my sister, with this, my baby sister. My other sister, you know, we're still close. But this, the baby sister, because I'm the eldest, I don't know why. There's usually this connection between the baby sister and the older brother. And she always says that I'm her best brother, you know, the best brother that anyone can have. But I don't think that I'm even this much a good brother as what Jesus would have done. He would have done by doing this, he did million, trillion, quadrillion. He, you know, many people say that he basically gave heaven. I don't know if I'd be willing to totally give, you know. You know, some people that are very self-sacrificing on this earth. There's been some people that we have known on this earth that people have talked about. That they're very self-sacrificing. But they don't even compare. They're not even this much. They don't even come this close to the depth and the width of God's love poured out on the cross. That is the sort of brother that we have. And that should touch us deeply. More so than any best brother or any best sister or any best wife or any best husband that you could ever have. That's why we should always put him first. And when we come today, think about it. Think about it in those terms. That he will be there for you. It doesn't matter what. His promise is going to be there. Whatever he says in Scripture is true. You better believe it. You better act on it. He was there for you yesterday. He will be there for you tomorrow. He takes away our fears. And we can look to the future with faith, with hope. Because he is our best brother. May God bless you as we go into foot washing. Because, I mean, our best brother was willing to lower himself and serve us. And also on the cross, he was serving us. He treated us as if we were better than him. He belittled himself for us. And he said to us, I washed your feet. I'm willing to be a servant for you. There was no sacrifice to him in that. He did it out of love. Out of pure love. Out of pure love. There was no sort of like conditions attached to that. He just did it. Because he simply loved us. He washed the disciples' feet because he simply loved them. He went to the cross because he simply loved us. Because he is that big brother. So today as we do these two things that he left us, to remember, to physically remember, to physically feel of his body, his symbolic body in the bread, and drink of that symbolic. We're not drinking Jesus and his body here. We're just remembering, but physically in us, to help us remember that. And also we are doing that also, that foot washing there, as a symbolism of what Jesus did, and as a symbolism of what he wants us to be in other people's lives. Because yes, he's interested in that we remember him. But he's also interested that we also, you know, remember those around us for which he came and died. May God bless us as we do these two things. And right now we're going to split. We're going to go into food washing. For the ladies, I think it's in the hall. And for the men, just on the side room here. Thank you.